Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Yinz guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates. Matt, my name is Josh. Today is May 27th. I hope you had a nice holiday. Hope you had the day off from work. I have a feeling your evening could have been quite different if you had a great day. Bucks lose Monday night on Memorial Day. It kind of didn't feel really like a Memorial Day game since it happened so late at night, but it is what it is. Man, Sunday night's show was a lot of fun, but we did go very long, so I'm going to try to keep this pretty short. I'm going to start off by saying, yesterday was my father-in-law's birthday, and he gave me a hard time because we spent an hour and 40-something minutes on the live show Sunday night and failed to mention that at all. So happy birthday, Ray. I told you I'd get you. Unfortunately, a win was not on the table for your birthday. Pirates failed to score again, the ninth shutout of the season. I guess the only thing we could say is that at least it wasn't a 1-0 game. 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. The biggest of them happened in the eighth inning when IKF reaches on an error and then back-to-back walks to Cruz and McCutcheon. Reynolds comes up. They bring in Justin Martinez, who is an absolute flamethrower. But it's bases loaded, nobody out. He gets Reynolds swinging at a splitter for the strikeout, but that was after Reynolds fouled off two pitches, 0-2, fouls off two pitches, takes three balls. It's an 8-pitch at bat. The splitter was really good, had him swinging. You want Reynolds to come through here. You want to also give him a pass because he did have a good at bat, and this guy was pumping 100, so I understand, but it's hard. Reynolds hasn't come through in these moments all year long. And we talked on Sunday night, and I'll say it again. Memorial Day is kind of that cutoff. Like, it's no longer early season anymore. We're in it. And now, you know, you got to be breaking out of these kind of things at this time. I mean, I'm glad he didn't hit into a first pitch double play, but I think there's a feeling for a lot of us that we want him to kind of make up for a ton of missed opportunities. But that wasn't it. We've been talking about the impact that Horwitz has had in a very small sample, and this was another game that didn't go his way. He was 0-for-4 in this game, and in this situation, he took a ball and then 100-mile-an-hour low and in fastball popped it up to third. And it's not that I want him necessarily taking there, but it felt underwhelming. You'd like to see more pitches, but like attacking a fastball in that moment is not a bad approach. You just wish, you know, the thing is with bases loaded, two outs, you're going to understand that like somebody's not going to get a hit. That's just the way it goes. But somebody, one of them has to. One of them has to bring in a run. You can get out and bring in a run. Joey Bart, a little more tougher task with two outs. The run expectancy for bases loaded, two outs is nowhere near what it is for zero outs and one out. So, like, I understand. A weak grounder to short on a sinker, running in on him, up and in. Listen, Martinez pitched well. Without question, Martinez pitched well. But nobody out, bases loaded. You can have both things. Like, you can have a guy throwing well and still get at least one run. I know one run doesn't make a difference in a game like this, but this is happening over and over again, and it is going to make a difference in another game. Reynolds is supposed to be that guy that comes through. And we've been saying that all year. And he's missed big on these opportunities. And the number of opportunities he's gotten is so high that you just wanted to see more here. And you didn't get it. Ultimately, this moment, even if it's a grand slam or less, it wasn't going to make a difference in this one. They had five runs. But it's something that, like I said, it could make a difference in another game. These situations keep coming up, and they keep coming up empty-handed, and that can't happen. So enough about this game. I want to talk a little bit about Braxton Ashcraft before I close this out. I mentioned before we went long on Sunday, and so I was going to try to keep these ones a little bit tight. More on that later. But if you've been listening to this show for a while, you know I'm a sucker for MLB debuts. It's just something that I absolutely love. I even think when we just talk about Ashcraft in general, I think the strategy to save the pen and bring him up, somebody who's stretched out, somebody that can go long, it worked perfectly last night. Ashcraft was able to get the rest of the bullpen a night off here by going three scoreless innings. He gave up a couple hits and a walk, but he had a strikeout along the way. Goes 50 pitches, and you know he's been starting in AAA, so he stretched out to do something like that. And so I think that's, you know, you love to see it. Ashcraft is, this isn't one of those, you know, this isn't a Bubba Chandler 21, 22 year old coming up, you know, that's not that he's not exciting, but I think you know what I mean here. He's 25. He'll be 26 in October. Not a super young guy. He was drafted in 2018. He's one of the guys because he was drafted in 2018. He was in the minor leagues. He missed all of 2020 because of the COVID season. And then he pitched in 21. He missed 22 because of injury. And his ERAs were, you know, not great. And then in 23, he came out with a 2.39 ERA, a 2.84 last year, and a little bit of struggle this year, but I think there's some, you watched him pitch. So you wouldn't have guessed that he had a 5.03 ERA in AAA by watching him pitch today. He looked good. Not a big strikeout guy, but the arm is a major leaguer. I think he's, he's got a good enough arm to be a major leaguer. I'll say it that way. Personally, I think he helps in the bullpen more. I mean, I understand what we saw today was more of a long man, a starter who was trying to give the, you know, like he did his job. He did exactly what you wanted him to do. And that's what we saw tonight. I think that he could help out in the bullpen this year. I've said that before. I think it could be somebody that, even if it's not a long man with this bullpen, needs help. I think a guy like Majinski, a guy like Ashcraft, like those guys could go into the pen. You could stretch out after this year kind of a thing. However, starting pitching is hard to come by. And if you have depth, it is gold. But also, and this comes down to where we are in this season and what happened at the beginning of it and what happened in the offseason, go all the way back. But starting pitching is more valuable. And if this team is going to make trades to get more offense, to get better bats, and to move forward, you got to remember that, like, even IKF at shortstop, there's not a whole lot behind him. And this is it for him. It's this year. He's probably getting traded this year. If he doesn't, it's because they don't believe anyone else can fill that hole. And I would understand that. But if they make a move and they bring in a shortstop, well, they've got to have somebody to trade. And I'm not suggesting to necessarily trade Ashcraft. But what I'm saying is, if he's stretched out, if they keep him stretched out, then starters are more valuable on the trade market. It's the same reason that when they sent Majinski down to AAA instead of just moving him to the bullpen to keep him stretched out and to keep this starting thing open, whether Ashcraft or Majinski are the guys being traded or it's somebody else, you want to have those options internally so that if that depth gets a little bit thinner, you don't absolutely make it even thinner by just moving guys to the bullpen. So I understand the strategy and I don't disagree with it. Even the Majinski thing, I get it. At this point in the season, if we were winning and we were close and we had a shot that we thought we could make a run at the division, then I would be all about Majinski and Ashcraft. Just get in the bullpen and do your thing. But that's not where this team is. And so I think they're doing what's smart, regardless of what the cost is in some areas. And this is a good move. I think this is a good move. It's going to get him a cup of coffee in the majors. I'm not sure how long this lasts, but if he can show up here and like I said, maybe he's an arm that gets moved. Maybe he's just an arm that keeps that depth in case there's movement, which, I mean, obviously the guy who started this game, Andrew Heaney, didn't help anything, but he still got a 3.41 ERA. If this is a blip in the radar and he comes back a little bit, there's still good value there, but ultimately he's an aging pitcher. He's been really good. He's left-handed. That's valuable in general. And it's just this year though. So it's not like you're getting a huge return for an Andrew Heaney anyway. There's no control beyond 2025. So it's his value right now. It feels like he's going to lower it. But at the same time, if you're a team that's in a race and you need pitching, Andrew Heaney is going to be an option for you. Even a team that is winning and needing pitching would still turn and say, yeah, but look at the environment he's in. I mean, you know what I'm saying, in their head. And then he's going to say, you know, they're going to be able to bring him in and he's going to pitch well. And so I think that's in the mindset of a lot of people. Andrew Heaney still has trade value. I think if it continues down this path, five innings, five runs, right, then it's going to lower a little bit. But I don't know that there's a lot coming back in an Andrew Heaney trade anyway. We've seen that before. You can get a couple guys, maybe like not a high prospect, but somebody who's close. I don't know if those are even where those haven't really worked out a lot. So I don't know. But you know who's making the trade, so I don't know what you end up getting. Why wouldn't it be somebody that's closer, but maybe not a higher prospect? Because he's going to be motivated to do something different than a new GM is going to be motivated to do, possibly. A very long-winded show Sunday night, but a fun live show Sunday night. If you didn't get a chance to finish that show because we went so long, that is exactly why I'm cutting this thing and trying. Actually, I'm not. I'm trying to keep it shorter here. I'm going a little bit still, but it's not like this isn't going to be a 20-minute show. We're wrapping it up here, giving you an opportunity to go back and finish that if you haven't. For those who already have and those who will, I appreciate you. We just had a nice, friendly, brotherly argument that I think you'll find yourself in, whether maybe even things that each of us say you'll find yourself in. So late game tonight, Burrow's going against Corbin Burns. If the Bucks can somehow steal a game tonight, it's going to make for a really interesting game Wednesday when Skeens goes up against Zach Allen. So that could be really great. We're going to talk again tomorrow and the rest of the week. Hopefully your Tuesday is not too much like a Monday. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.